Number 11. My favorite Italian restaurant isn't famous for its pasta, polenta, or even gelato. They're good, but they're no better than the restaurant down the street. No, the reason it's famous is its award-winning garlic bread. The bread and pasta are perfect together. The chef recently published her recipe in the local paper. I've been making it every week since then. 1 teaspoon sugar, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 300 milliliters warm water, 3.5 teaspoons dried yeast, 500 grams bread flour, 1 garlic bulb, 200 grams butter, salt and black pepper. Combine the sugar, oil, and warm water in a medium-sized bowl, A. Add yeast and mix. Pour the flour into a large bowl, B, and use your hand to dig a pit in the middle. Slowly pour the contents of bowl A into bowl B, and gently mix it with your hands to make the dough. Knead the dough until it is smooth and round. Cover it with a thin layer of oil, and then sprinkle some flour onto a dish. Place the dough onto the dish and cover it with a cloth. Leave it in a warm place to rise for an hour. While you're waiting, set your oven to 180 degrees Celsius. Put the garlic onto a sheet of aluminum foil and top it with a little olive oil, but not too much. Close up the foil and stick it in the oven for an hour. Take it out and make sure it has become soft. Then put it into a bowl C with the butter. Mash them together and add salt and pepper. Roll out the dough until it's 2 centimeters thick. Then cut it into quarters and place the pieces onto a greased baking tray. Use a toothpick to poke holes in the pieces. This will help air escape while it bakes. Spread the garlic and butter on the dough with a pastry brush. Bake it in an oven at 230 degrees Celsius until it turns golden brown. It should take no more than 20 minutes.